want to take a step back now to look at the backstory of one of today's headlines, the reports that Russia paid Taliban fighters to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Now, there are questions about briefing material and what the president knew, but another question is, why is Russia in Afghanistan after a disastrous 10-year invasion in the 80s when the Soviet Union tried and failed to install a communist-backed leadership in Afghanistan? Marvin Weinbaum is director of Afghanistan and Pakistan Studies at the Middle East Institute, former State Department analyst. Marvin, just remind us of that disastrous decade for the Russians. Some say it led to the fall of the Soviet Union.
Well, initially, of course, going in December of 1979, they hadn't really expected to stay very long, but it stretched out, as these things will, over 10 years. And they blame us for having to give up the enterprise in 1989. So what's really involved here and subsequently is sort of revenge and payback for what they experienced, both having to exit Afghanistan and then the very fall of the Soviet Union in 1992, which they blame on the United States, and particularly Putin blames on the United States. And that's a large part of understanding what Russia is up to these days, is it has become very personal for Vladimir Putin.
So the Soviets had a disastrous, humiliating defeat that took down their economy and essentially maybe took down the Soviet Union with the U.S., yes, pushing from the side. Now, as you say, payback, after watching the U.S. go into Afghanistan and make some of the same mistakes that made it a long slog for the U.S. in Afghanistan, why would they be paying bounties, though, to Taliban fighters? The Taliban is the group that came out of the many different militia groups that were fighting the Soviets in that war. Why would Russia pay Taliban fighters to kill American troops?
You know, it's part of a larger program that they've been conducting over the last 2 years particularly, and that is one of making our mission in Afghanistan as difficult and as costly as possible. That's part of the payback. They want very much to see the United States depart Afghanistan. But it's interesting because at the same time, they don't want to see chaos either in our wake. And that is of concern to them because they are concerned about a radical Islamic government in the southern neighborhood that they exist in.
Yeah, in fact, Russia last year offered to be the guarantor of a peace deal between the U.S. and the Taliban. But when you talk about their support of the Taliban, we're reading as early as 2014, it was noted of Russia's weird interest in the Taliban, as it was put in some reporting then. And for years, General John Nicholson, the former head of the U.S. forces in Afghanistan, accused Russia of supporting the Taliban financially, providing weapons. Let's listen.
We've had stories written by the Taliban that have appeared in the media about financial support provided by the enemy. We've had weapons brought to this headquarters and given to us by Afghan leaders and said this was given by the Russians to the Taliban.
Well, Russian officials, of course, deny all of these allegations. But Marvin, explain something else. Yes, Russia may want to now humiliate the U.S., but Russia also has some geography to consider. I mean, they don't want destabilization in this area because it's kind of right on their border.
It is. It is that. Also, among those concerns, of course, is narcotics. And a Afghan state that is out of control, that is in chaos, they see as giving opportunity here for the drug traffickers. I think what has to be added here is that they want at the same time, and it's a large part of their relationship, is they want to establish links to the Taliban in the event that the Taliban should assume, if not full power, then at least partial power. They want to be able to be players in the region when the United States has left. They're very much interested as a kind of hedging strategy, that there be lines of communication with the Taliban so that they can come to some understanding which would be able to take into consideration their concerns in the region.
Yeah. If, in fact, it's true, it's proven, it's one thing to want to have an impact in a region. It's another thing to pay for American soldiers to be killed. What, in your mind, happens now if that's proven to be true?
it will undoubtedly strain further U.S.-Russian relations. I don't think there's any questions about it. But I don't think it's going to have any real impact on the peace process in Afghanistan. And I say that because that has its own dynamic. And our difficulties with Russia over this issue will certainly influence our cooperation in promoting a peace process, which is something that we have done together because we do have some common objectives into wanting to see a power-sharing relationship. But as far as getting the negotiations on track and having any influence on the outcome, I think this will be a peripheral issue.
Marvin Weinbaum, Director of Afghanistan and Pakistan Studies at the Middle East Institute. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.